We welcome into the program representing the 16th Legislative District from Walla Walla, Senator Perry Dozier. Senator, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today.
Hey, good afternoon, Rob and John. Glad to fill in this afternoon and visit with you guys for a little bit.
Thank you.
So let's start with the Senate capital budget. There are some things in the capital budget that are going to benefit Eastern Washington. A couple of projects that will also impact your district, Senator. Tell us about the capital budget and some of the positives for Eastern Washington.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this capital budget turned out to be a little bit better than what we all thought at the beginning. The budget writers, which Senator Mark Mullett is the chair from the 5th Legislative District, or 4th Legislative, 5th, I think it's 5th Legislative District over here, and then Senator Mark Scheffler is ranking on it. And I think we all were pretty happy with it. The Senate capital budget is about $7.9 billion this year, which is a lot more than what we thought at the beginning, but they were able to find some monies that had been tucked away someplace. And so it benefited the all these districts very, very well. I'm pretty happy with what's turned out in the 16th. We still don't have the two, the House and the Senate, married together yet, but I know, so I won't talk about specific people that were able to benefit from this, but we were able to make some great contributions towards behavioral health, towards our schools, towards after school programs. We did some good work in the 16th on some water and fish passage projects, and it looks like we did really well on this capital budget in the 16th and actually across the state. So I'm pretty happy with it.
Now let's move to the operating budget, because release came out with the operating budget that it was a strong bipartisan vote, 40-9, in favor of moving the operational budget, the operation budget forward. However, of the 9 dissenting votes, all of which were Republican, you, Senator Nikki Torres, and Senator Matt Behnke were no votes. Tell us why you did not feel this was a good operating budget.
Well, I'll highlight just a little bit of the operating budget for you. It's not that it's totally a terrible budget, but there were things in there that I think we felt were not what we wanted for Eastern Washington and our area. But first of all, this with this operating budget, it still had an increase, but not nearly as much in the past. The past three bienniums budgets that were put out were increases that averaged 19%. I mean, we're talking about growing government fast with those. This was only an 8% increase. We had no tax increases in it, and we were able to keep about $3.7 billion in reserves at the end of 4 years, which was really, really good. I mean, so at least we're putting some money away, and with no tax increase. We saw good increases for education, especially special ed. And these were some of the things that the Republicans were wanting to see put into the budget. So I got to say our caucus came out pretty good with some of what we wanted. Not only special ed, but money was put in for learning loss and extensive tutoring. And quite a bit of money was put in also for behavioral health. Where we get into the stickiest part of why I would support this, and I believe most likely Senators Torres and Senators Behnke, is that there was still some money put in to looking at the Snake River dams being removed and putting a study in to see what the energy replacement would be and irrigation studies would be. So we're still continuing to spend money on the removal of these Snake River dams that has a tremendous impact for us in both the 16th, the 9th, the 8th, and the 15th districts, instead of putting these funds elsewhere to, if it's irrigation, then let's put it towards natural resources and stream flows and put something there for conservation. If it's energy, put it there. But we keep doing studies that are trying to take monies from removing the dams. And in my opinion, I've been fighting this fight for over 25 years. There's a lot of work to be done.
We're talking with Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th here on The Bottom Line. Senator Dozier, we've done, I've lost track of the amount of studies that have been done on the Snake River dams, and they all come to the same conclusion, that there's no way, there's no infrastructure right now to replace the energy that would be lost. Now, is this new study going to change course and begin to look at ways to replace that energy? Because if it's not, then once again, we're just wasting taxpayer dollars to get the same answer, that there is nothing that can replace the energy produced by the Snake River dams.
Well, there isn't really anything right now quickly. We can look at a couple of things. Obviously, our nuclear could be a huge factor. And where are we going to go with that? How we need to do more research into that? I think that's a possibility, but not in the short term right now. We keep talking about electrifying Washington State with, more electric vehicles. And then we turn around and we look at reducing one of our cheapest renewable sources of electricity, and that's what we get off of our dams.
Senator, I don't think this is going to go away until this current sitting governor goes away. And I don't know if anyone has the same angst to tear out the dams. Maybe Bob Ferguson does if he becomes governor, but I don't know anyone that is as loud about tearing these dams out as Governor Inslee. So if, once again, we come back with yet another study that tells us the same thing, is it about time for those in Eastern Washington that are lawmakers to turn around and come forward and just say, look, how about we pass the bill to stop doing studies on the Snake River Dam, because we get the same answer all the time and we're wasting money?
Well, I think so. I mean, we've never come to a conclusion that it's the right thing to do. If we're going to spend money, then, we've already have done a tremendous job of making fish passage easier and safer, and even transporting our smolts down through the river. But the other disturbing thing is, Rob, is in the transportation budget, there's money tucked away for it to look at a study of how are we going to offset the transportation that we receive from barging to go to rail and road. And we can't keep up with our road system right now.
We're talking with Senator Perry Dozier on the 16th here on The Bottom Line.
So, Senator, you're saying that they kind of sneak this in there to spend money on, okay, how are we going to explore bypassing the dams and the barges by putting all of this massive infrastructure via the road system, and they just kind of sneak that in there. Is that like a precautionary, or do these people think, well, they're actually going to, in the near future or sometime, get rid of the hydropower? Or is this just like an insurance plan?
Well, it seems to me, again, over the last quarter of a decade that I've been hearing all of this, that there is not a real viable situation or a viable solution, to remove all of the dams and be able to replace everything that they have added to Southeast Washington and most likely Washington State as a whole. When you look at the economic impact of losing our farms here in Southeast Washington, losing the transportation efforts of it, and even recreation, look how many people come over here to enjoy our river system, to fish, to boat. It's a study that they want to keep looking at, and it takes in a lot bigger picture when you're talking about removing ours, and you've got Idaho next to us with them banging the drum to say, hey, you guys make it better for us up here so those fish come up here and we'll help our economy.
Senator Dozier, A few things of interest in the last day or two, Senate-wise. One of your peers, Senator Torres, had a bill that most people thought was going to pass. Most people thought wasn't going to have an issue, and that was to extend what the state was already doing regarding missing and murdered indigenous women, the task force here in Washington State. And for some reason, it seems like that may not be extended due to the majority party. So I guess my question is with all of the talk we hear from the majority party about prioritizing marginalized individuals and marginalized groups of people, this would seem like a slam dunk, but yet they're holding it up. Why?
You know, I don't know what the reason being is. I have not had that conversation with Senator Torres, which she's hearing by chance. But it does really surprise me because you're right, that should have been a slam dunk bill. When you look across our entire state and the amount of indigenous population that we have so many different tribes, federally recognized tribes throughout this state, that and on both eastern and western sides, that this should have been something to wrap your arms around and say, this is so important. And it just kind of disappeared.
We're talking with Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th District, Walla Walla, here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. We know the last couple of sessions, your first one, finishing your first one there, Senator. Last session, there was a lot of what felt like targeting of the agriculture industry. Has that been the same way in this session, or have they taken a break this year in targeting ag?
Well, I wouldn't say we got targeted. There's no doubt about that. But this session, it was that they just didn't even care to listen anymore. And some of the things we got targeted with was obviously our agricultural overtime bills that came through. It's having a huge impact on us across the agricultural industry, from whether you're a dry land wheat farmer as we are, or whether you have tree fruits or vegetables. And it's everything is falling on deaf ears over here about what it's causing in the ag area with these people that, want to work these hours during a harvest season. We can't get any type of exemption. We tried to get, I believe it was a 5-week exemption for when you're harvesting to work more hours. And we couldn't get that. The other big issue that came up, I know in the House, Representative Schmidt from the 9th District ran a bill that was to reimburse agriculture and maritime for their fuel exemptions of hauling agricultural products or using off-road fuel from the CCA and the increase in taxes. Senator Scheffler from the 9th and myself had a companion similar bill to it that they chose not to even hear in committee, and we were doing the same thing. And I just read today there was actually a Democrat representative that came out and blasted the fact that we didn't help the farmers, which I was really, really surprised at seeing a Democrat do that and come out and say that. But what we're seeing in agriculture is not only increasing our labor costs, now we're increasing our other inputs, our fuels again. And we talked about this earlier, Rob, and that this is going to have a pretty significant impact on us.
Is the goal, Senator Dozier, for Washington State to go from being a chief exporter to a chief importer?
Well, if I look at over the years that I've actually been out here farming and I see what we've lost in certain areas, we used to be a huge supplier of asparagus, as in Franklin County through Walla Walla County, and now I believe we import quite a bit. We're really getting choked by the policies and the legislation that's being passed by the Democrat majority that comes down on the shoulders of agriculture. And they need to really take a deep, hard, long look at what the economic benefits of our sector is, being agriculture, for this entire state, not only for employment, but for the food that we produce.
We're talking with Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th District in Walla Walla here on The Bottom Line.
Senator, you know, you were talking about some of the experiences you've had, how there's been increasing handcuffs and restrictions on agriculture. Just in your general view of things, are these policies that are being passed by the majority party, do you think they have any idea that what it's doing to the agriculture? Or, as you said, perhaps they're just not even listening, they don't care. I mean, it would be kind of hard to miss the economic impact of the state with diminished, you know, importing instead of exporting. Is this blindfolded policy ahead of everything else, or what do you think is behind it? Because it's certainly not helping.
Well, when I look at the sponsors of the bills and when I hear the floor debates on it, John, it's interesting because they don't have any lived experience. I'm not even sure how much time that they have spent over in Eastern Washington. I can tell you a lot of us from the legislature in Eastern Washington probably have put more time in Western Washington, understanding Western Washington more than what our Democratic majority has come over to really understand Eastern Washington. That's my personal feeling, though, mm-hmm. Just based on some of the comments that they have made. It's similar to, we just had recently a bill that came through one of our committees that was supposed to be a B&O tax relief for our railroads. And this is to help with our short line railroads and for transportation, especially, you know, we have many short line railroads that feed the class ones, which are your bigger ones, your Burlington Northerns and UP. And we can't get the type of break to help them maintain their rails. And that's another portion of our transportation system that we have so much benefit from here in Eastern Washington with roads, river, and rail. And they aren't helping us with either of them because we can't get enough funding to fix our roads over here in Eastern Washington. And we can't get this tax break for our rails. And they want to tear the dams out to get rid of the river.
Perhaps you kind of get the feeling that their entire knowledge of agriculture is confined to the corner grocery store. Perhaps they think there's maybe an incubator in the back where they make all the food. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So, Senator Dozier, I was wondering if you could do us a favor, if you get an opportunity, because we, you know, the capital gains ruling from the state Supreme Court, it's kind of created a little bit of confusion. Being that kind of it voted capital gains off the island, and so it's kind of by itself in the land of misfit taxes, because it's an excise tax, but they didn't do anything really about income being property, so it's creating a bit of an issue. So I was wondering if you could, being a senator, you might be able to get an answer from the Department of Revenue before we can. If you would ask them that since this is an excise tax, why are they not asking for people who have to file capital gains for a list of their transactions, since an excise tax is a transactional tax, instead of their federal tax return, which is just one lump sum? because then that would be an income tax.
That's a good point, Rob.
That would be an income tax.
Yeah, it would be.
So they would need to like go through and count all of the transactions that everyone makes over $250,000 of profit in order to truly be able to tax this as an excise tax.
Yeah.
Just wondering if you could ask that question for us if you have an opportunity.
I will look into that. you posed a really good question there.
And we do understand that once you ask the question, which we're sure will be done in an expedient manner, we do understand if you have to come back to us and say that, A, either nobody's gotten back to you, or they've said, we'll get back to you on this, or there's some other kind of...
Or you make their head explode.
One of the three.
Yeah. But
it's like writing a letter to the governor and you don't get a response back that they even received it.
Yeah, I'm sure you.
I've done that.
I was going to say, I'm guessing you've had that experience. Senator Barry Dozier from the 16th District at Walla Walla, always appreciate you having you on the program, sir. Thank you for your time. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, you guys have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.
And you as well. Have a great one, Senator Dozier. Senator Barry Dozier from the 16th District, Walla Walla, joining us here on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA.
Always fun. It's informative, but it's fun to talk to him.